This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. 8 years after a short, ugly war, the future of Kosovo may soon be decided. Back in 1999, Western air power won that province a measure of freedom from Serbia. Now, the United Nations Security Council is discussing a plan to set Kosovo clearly on the path to independence from Serbia, which leads to a question that is faced or could be faced in much of the world at one time or another. The question is just how you break up a country. Tomorrow, we report on the fears of Kosovo's minority Serbs. We begin with Kosovo's bid for independence. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
3.5-year-old Fortessa Limani has curly hair like her mom and a direct blue gaze. Under a cherry tree outside her house in the village of Krusha Vogel in southern Kosovo, she's studying what looks at first like a class photo, more than 100 small, square headshots arranged on a single sheet. Fortessa points out her grandfather's photo and her uncle's. These pictures are of the ethnic Albanians who were killed here over 2 days, 8 years ago. Fortessa sits on a red plastic car near her father and plays with a pink purse as he tells the story of those days once again. Agron Limani lost his father and three other family members on March 26, 1999.
My brother, uncle, and uncle's son.
Limani says armed Serbs arrived at the village around 4 a.m. They began burning houses and the villagers fled. Limani went to the hills at that point. His wife stayed behind with their 6-week-old son and most other villagers. The next day, the Serbs found the villagers, forced males over 13 into one house, shot them, then set the building on fire. Limani says Serbs, who at that time were their neighbors, directed the attack.
Hundreds of witnesses tell that the executioners and the supervisor were local Serbs. After the war ended, they fled to Serbia.
At the time of those killings in the village, NATO, led by the U.S., had just started bombing Serbia, trying to stop what NATO called Serbia's campaign of terror against ethnic Albanians in Kosovo. At the end of the war, the United Nations took control of Kosovo while keeping it technically a part of Serbia. 8 years later, Kosovo Albanians are impatient for independence.
This is the main conversation, actually, even in a normal life. I mean, you can hear children speak about status, old people, not everybody.
Venera Herulahu, head of a local NGO, says real development in this poor corner of Europe is on hold until Kosovo's status is decided.
I do hope that this will be decided as soon as possible in order to release all the positive energies that are not only in Kosovo but in the region as well. And then there is so much to be done.
A United Nations envoy has devised a plan that is expected to lead to Kosovo's independence. The UN would pull out, the European Union would come in for a few years as a much less powerful overseer. NATO troops would stay to ensure the rights of the Serb minority here, which are detailed extensively in the proposal. But ethnic Albanian independence activist Glauk Konjufca calls it a package that goes too far to appease the Serbs.
A package for partitioning Kosovo in ethnic manner.
A central element of the plan is a fair amount of local control, as Serbs and Albanians live almost entirely separately in Kosovo now. But Konjufca sees this as Serb towns getting privileges that will let them remain de facto a part of Serbia, supported by its capital, Belgrade.
These municipalities will have the right to create a kind of a horizontal link with each other and vertical link with Belgrade. So we are going through what I like to call a kind of a Serbian autonomous territorial entity within Kosovo.
Russia objects to the plan for other reasons. Moscow says it sets a bad precedent for the UN to redraw international borders. American officials say Kosovo is a unique case and warn that if the UN doesn't act soon, violence could flare up again here. There's been some already. In February, international police serving with the UN force fired rubber bullets to disperse ethnic Albanian protesters, demanding that locals, in a referendum, decide their own fate rather than the UN Security Council. Two people were killed. The head of the United Nations mission in Kosovo, Joachim Rucker, plays down the potential for more violence. He also says it's hard to predict where violence would come from.
There is, of course, fringe elements of the society that are against the UN-led process. You have these fringe elements in the Kosovo-Albanian society. You have it also in the other part of the society, Kosovo Serbs.
If the UN does not act within a few months, Kosovo's Prime Minister, Agim Čeku, is not ruling out simply declaring independence, but only if the European Union and the US agree to recognize and back the new country.
When we have enough support from our allies, we have to sit together and to take such decision that will strengthen our partnership, not damage our partnership with EU and the United States and other countries.
Western officials say they don't want the UN process to stall to the point that Kosovo would declare independence. Meanwhile, Kosovo Albanians have already started working on a constitution. No ethnic Serbs are involved in the process, but the ethnic Albanian political parties who are say it's very informal. Emily Harris, NPR News, Pristina.
To read more about the origins of Kosovo's push for independence, go to npr.org.